Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
Acts chapter 13, verse 44 of Acts chapter 13. And on the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. And when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It is necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first." Listen to this. "But since you reject it," and here's what I want you to hear, "and you judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles." The thing that I'm preaching on today is that verse, because it's astonishing the importance of this occasion. Paul, the greatest evangelist the world has ever known, went to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified for the sins of mankind. You can be forgiven. You can have His grace. You can have His acceptance. You can have His goodness in your life. And the Bible said that the Jews did not receive Him, listen to the wording, because they judged themselves unworthy. I'm preaching today on judging yourself unworthy, because they judged themselves unworthy of everlasting life. Now I want to parallel that verse with Revelation chapter 5, because it says in verse 9, "And they sang a new song in heaven, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and open the seals, for you have redeemed us unto God by your blood out of every tongue and every kindred and every people, and you have made us kings and priests unto our God.'" Now listen to this, verse 12. "And they sung," it says 10,000 times 10,000, "were singing with a loud voice around the throne of God." Everybody say these words with me. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom." Heaven's number one parade hit song is "Worthy is the Lamb." But the people, the Jews said, they judged, Paul said, you won't receive from God because you keep judging yourself unworthy. The challenge was not sin. The challenge was not Satan. Satan had gone on a vacation. They judged themselves. They did this to themselves. And I propose to you in 2014, we're guilty of the same thing. We judge ourselves unworthy of the blessings of God because we think it's about our worthiness, and if we perform good enough, God will do this and God will answer my prayer. And if I do everything right, then God will. But most of the time, even the scripture said, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence that God hears us. But what if your heart does condemn you? What if you judge yourself unworthy? And I'm telling you, there are millions of people in the body of Christ who do not get answers to prayer and do not receive the goodness of God in their life because they don't feel like they're worthy of it. And I'm here today to preach about that, because they were singing in heaven, "Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb." Jesus wants us to make Him the star of our show again. It's not about you. It's about "Worthy is the Lamb." They judged themselves unworthy. This is a Bible principle that I want you to get. They judged themselves unworthy of God's grace. Some of you are doing it of God's goodness. Some of you are doing it. He won't bless me. I don't deserve it. They judged themselves unworthy of God's greatness manifesting in their life. The Lord laid on my heart to tell you that He's wanting to do things in your life and in this church and in your family that are beyond imagination. And the only thing that can stop it is you judging yourself unworthy. They judge themselves unworthy because, listen, this is so important. They judge Jesus Christ unworthy to be their Redeemer and their Savior. They did not trust in His sacrifice. They judge themselves unworthy because they judge Him unworthy to be their Redeemer. I think it's great for us to be assembled in this beautiful building today to worship God like this because worthy is the Lamb. Now, you're going to help me preach this sermon. You don't know it yet, but you're going to be preaching before the sermon is over. God is going to send His greatest blessing on your family because worthy is the Lamb. Well, you just don't know our family. Quit judging yourself unworthy. And if you can ever get the focus off of you and onto the worthy Lamb, the blessings start pouring, not based on your performance, but worthy is the Lamb. Miracles will happen not because there's a healer in the house with a big name preacher. Healing will happen and miracles will happen because the Lamb deserves miracles and healing. He bought them with His stripes. He deserves that we have a growing, powerful church. See, they're singing a new song in heaven, "Worthy is the Lamb." But we're still singing on earth the old song. Too many Christians are unworthy. That's the old song, unworthy. I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy. Humility is not putting yourself down. Humility is lifting Jesus up. You can debase yourself all day and it will not bring a blessing. You can run yourself down all day and all night and it will produce nothing for you. But when you say worthy is the Lamb, did you catch what Revelation 5 said? Two things happened when the people started saying worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. The Bible said there was a book that was sealed and could not be opened, but there was a loosening of that which was bound, and then there was an opening of that which was closed. In other words, when you start saying worthy is the Lamb, God begins opening things that have been closed, and God begins, not based on your goodness and your worthiness, but when you get the revelation, worthy is the Lamb, He opens up things and He looses things that have been bound and shut closed. All because the Lamb deserves it. It's not the devil and sin that's stopping our blessing. We're running ourselves down, and that does not get God's attention. What gets God's attention is when you start saying, "Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb." Anybody and everybody in this room could start bringing up stuff about you and stuff that you've thought and stuff that you've said and stuff that you've done, and it could torment you and it'll never get God's attention. He'll just sit there and let. But the moment you make the shift over and say, "You know what? My worship today is not based on me. It's based on worthy is the Lamb. I may not have been that good this week, but I'm going to throw this blood-washed hand up and I'm going to proclaim, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Everybody do it right now for just one moment. Open your mouth and sing heaven's new song over your old song, unworthy. Shout, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, you can do it better than that. Shout, worthy is the Lamb. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. And get up on your feet and shout, worthy is the Lamb. God's gonna do things you can't even imagine because God's gonna save your family because God's gonna bless you with a good house because God's gonna give you a good car because it has nothing to do with you. It's all about Him, and it ought to make you want to worship Him. Everything you get is because you don't have to beg me to worship. If you'll worship, He'll start loosing stuff that's been tied up. If you'll say, worthy is the Lamb, He'll start opening stuff that's been shut. The devil takes, if we're not careful, listen to this. The devil takes our greatest attributes and our greatest assets and He makes it a negative. I was thinking about this. When you're sincere and sensitive to sin, like we were raised, I thank God for the way that we were raised. We were taught that you stay away from sin and you don't, we had the fear of God. But if you don't watch it, here's what happens. If you don't watch it, the devil will turn that sensitivity into a liability. And you get to thinking that it's your standards and you keeping your standards that makes you worthy to receive God's blessings and goodness. And that is absolutely wrong. Listen to this. I can remember as a kid, you know, we couldn't do a lot of things. And have you ever noticed like people who don't... I almost feel like they don't half live right. And yet they don't make it about I'm worthy. They just hear about the blood of Jesus and He is your sacrifice and it's the grace of God. And they take that message and they say worthy is the Lamb. And God causes the blessings to jump over all the people who are, I don't deserve it this week because I didn't keep every rule. The Jews were offered the goodness and grace of God, and they said, we judge ourselves unworthy, and it jumped over them and went to the Gentiles. You better get out of this performance-based religion that says it's all about me being worthy. Some of you are parents right now listening to me, and the devil beats you up with condemnation and guilt because you've made mistakes and you maybe had problems in your past, and now the children are dealing with some of the same stuff, and it's almost like when you pray, you don't feel like you have a right. That's because you are judging yourself unworthy. It is not about you or what you can produce. It's about the fact that when I pray and I ask God to save and deliver and use my children and anoint my children and bless my children, I'm not doing it because I've been a Christian a long time. I'm not asking because I have faith in my walk to be clean enough to deserve you. I'm saying it under one canopy only. Worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb deserves this. The blood that He shed deserves to be a blessing to my family. And when you start getting that, worthy is the Lamb, woo, then it starts hitting you like. God owes you nothing because of your standards or your convictions. God responds to a faith that says, worthy is the Lamb. A little boy went in a candy store He's poor, obviously, and, you know, dirty and raggedy dressed, and he's looking at a candy jar, and the owner of the store saw the little boy and felt sorry for him and said, "Son, just reach your hand in there and get all the candy you can. You can have it." The boy just kept looking in the jar. The owner said, "Son, did you not hear me? I said, take your hand, put it in the jar, and all the candy that you can get in one hand, it's yours, and I'm not going to charge you for it." The boy just kept looking at the jar. And the owner kind of got frustrated and took his hand and put it in there and pulled out a big old handful of candy. And the boy looked up and smiled and put his hands out. And he said to the owner, "Your hand is bigger than my hand." Can I tell you, Jesus' hand is bigger than your hand. It's not about your hand and what it can produce. If you'll take what he has provided through the nail-scarred hand of Calvary and just take it and say, "Worthy is the Lamb." Where, when people criticize you and start hating on you, just say, "Worthy is a, you don't deserve that. Why are you so bad? Worthy is the Lamb." I'm not going to let anybody put me down for being blessed. All I can say to you is, "Worthy is the Lamb." I'm not even worthy to be preaching up here.
"I heard God really blessed you."
You ever met people like that? Just look, just make this your answer. "Worthy is the Lamb." And don't let that judging yourself unworthy. Promotion comes, judging yourself unworthy. Just say, "Well, the Lamb deserves this promotion. I'll take it for the glory of the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. I don't deserve it, but he does." How did you get that? "Worthy is the Lamb." Let's just take ourselves out of the equation and just say, "Everything I've got, worthy is the Lamb." Look over at somebody and say, "It's time for you to sing a new song." All right, y'all ready to sing a little bit? This church is going to grow because I'm going to shout and rejoice because I'm not going to apologize for my blessings, nor the anointing, nor the favor of God on my life because turn to somebody and say, "Jesus paid for this." The only time Jesus, listen, I'm almost through with this message. The only time Jesus stopped worship, stopped it, rebuked it in all of the Bible was over inappropriate motivation for that worship. The Bible said the disciples had gone out and they came back rejoicing. They were worshiping, rejoicing, saying, "Even the devils are subject unto us in thy name." And Jesus rebuked them and said, "Rejoice not. Shut it down. You are shouting over the wrong thing. But rather," listen to this, "you made it about what you could do for me. And I resent you worshiping over something good you did for me." Worship is not about what you can do for me. Rather, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Worship is about what I have done for you. Worthy is, because if we're going to shout about what you can do for him, there's going to be some good days and some bad days. There's going to be some on days and some off days. There's going to be some up days and there's going to be some down days. But if we're going to shout about the fact, "Worthy is the Lamb," because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then we can shout no matter what's going on in our life, no matter what we're facing. Throw your hands up and shout, "Worthy is the Lamb." Get your faith out of your faith. Get your hope out of your hope. And say, worthy is the Lamb. The Israelites went in and they saw giants in the promised land. And the scripture said they measured their enemies by themselves. That's the problem. We are as grasshoppers. Don't measure your problem or your enemy by yourself. Measure it against God. And say, worthy is the Lamb. He can whip these giants. Can you? Are you kidding me? Put my God up against the biggest giant hell has and watch him decapitate it. Worthy is the Lamb. It's going to happen because the blood deserves it. It's going to happen because the name deserves it. It's going to happen because the stripes deserve it. Quit thinking you have to be perfect. Quit thinking you have to be faultless. It's not about me, it's about him. I don't deserve. It's not about what you deserve, it's about what he deserves. And that's why they sing in heaven, we don't deserve to be here, but worthy is the Lamb. The question is not, am I worthy? The question is he worthy? And I'm saying to you in closing this morning, that if you could get what I'm preaching down in your soul, if you can get the revelation of what I'm preaching and stop judging yourself unworthy, I just could never. I know God's calling me to do this, but I could never fulfill that call because I'm so unworthy. Then you just negated what the blood of Jesus Christ came to this earth to do. Is cover you. He imputed his righteousness. He took all of your sins, past, present, and future, and put them on Jesus and put all of his righteousness and put it on you. Stop judging yourself unworthy. Some of you came to church this morning. You can't even hardly say amen because y'all been fussing and fighting all week long. Quit judging yourself unworthy. Is the Lamb worthy? You don't feel spiritual because you've been through hell, but the Lamb is worthy. And if you ever start exalting the Lamb, the attention of God will find you. And that's why we've gathered today, is to cry. Our message is worthy as the Lamb. I free you in the name of Jesus from guilt, condemnation, failure. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that has taken away your sins, you can no longer be held captive. And through that blood and the proclamation of the worthiness of that Lamb, things that have been closed, doors that have been closed, opportunities that have been closed, they will open when you begin to proclaim, worthy is the Lamb. He deserves this. And things that have been bound and things that have been sealed and things that have been confined, they will be loosed when you begin to proclaim the power of the blood that is worthy, the worthy Lamb of God. He's opening and he's loosing as you proclaim, worthy is the Lamb. And the Lord told me to tell you in my heart, I heard him say, that he wants to do things that are beyond your imagination if you will not judge yourself unworthy.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and will share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter @Jensen or Facebook @JensenFranklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.